Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. In Matthew's Gospel in chapter 6, beginning of verse 25, the scriptures say, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are?" Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you were sleepless and your insides were just turning inside out because of fret and worry, anxiety and stress? I know I have. I have been there, and it's just no fun. I am a self-proclaimed worry wart, and I have had to learn that I refuse in the power of Christ to live on the edge of depression any longer. Because if the Lord cares about a little tiny sparrow, how much more does he care about me? How much more does he care about you? Life is more than food, debt, clothing, hair. It's more than income and retirement. The fact is, life is full of far more. It's filled with gratitude and joy and peace and hope. And everything that God promises when we come to him and surrender our life to him and let him deliver inside of our soul a different perspective on all of life. So as we prepare for a time of quietude, solitude, and meditation, join me in this prayer. God, today, would you step into my life and eliminate my anxiety and my stress? Would you eliminate from me the stressors in my life that seem to pop up? And God, would you kick Satan out of that voice that's in my head? And would you step into my life, and would you, like you have done for the birds of the air, provide so much more for me, your child? Lord, it may sound selfish, but I know that you want me to speak into your life and let you speak into my life. Thank you for having the opportunity to have this relationship with you. Lord, today I'm grateful for these things, and now finish that sentence. So, Lord, I am grateful and I'm thankful. And now today, would you give that peace that passes all understanding into my soul? Let it seep down marrow deep so it might control me. And Lord, over the next few moments, would you speak into my life with your prodding, your nudging, your voice, your words, your direction, so that I might find that peace today. Friend, I'm going to mind the time and let you finish your chat with the Lord as you give him time to speak back to you. Well, I love how the end of the text says they don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? And friend, you are. You are God's number one. He looked at you and made you fearfully and wonderfully, and he made you in his image. Now go live in his peace. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.